dear friends in Christ, this Sunday has been chosen by Holy Mother the Church for the celebration of this feast of the Holy Family. Now, when we think about the history of this feast can be said to be of fairly recent origin in the aspect that it was instituted by Pope Leo XIII in 1893. And it was set permanently to this first Sunday after Epiphany by Pope Pius XI in 1921. So this feast was established by the Church to especially bring home to Catholics the example of the Holy Family of Jesus, Mary, and Joseph at Nazareth. And the Church wished to place this before the minds of the Catholic faithful as a means of restoring the true spirit of family life. Because when we think about what is happening in our world, we know that there is a cultural revolution taking place. There is a revolt against the order that has been established by Almighty God. We know that there is a complete disregard for the laws of God. And one of the attacks against God that is being made is the attack of the evil forces against the family. Because when we think about it, we know that the family is the building block of society. Destroy the family, and what happens? You destroy society. And so it is that the enemies of Almighty God are striving and have striven to destroy the order that has been established by Him. And we know that they, in striving to destroy society, have started by destroying the family. So when we consider, for example, the current state of the typical American family today in our country, we know that divorce rates obviously have gone through the roof. It has become the norm for children to have, like I said, broken families, for couples to live together rather than getting married. A third of children in this country are born out of wedlock. The birth rates, as we know, are declining. And we can see that there's obviously a complete collapse in morality when it comes to husband and wife. And we know that there is, like I said, just a great attack that has been made on the family. And so the Church obviously foresaw this. And back in the late 1800s, when the communists coming to power in some areas, you know, like I said, striving, there's strove to attack the family, and we have seen that continuing in our daily age. So the Church has given us this feast as a means to be reminded of the importance of looking to the Holy Family as our example. So when we see the order established by God, we know that He has given us patterns to follow. So for example, you think of an orchestra, and when the instruments, before they begin a concert, they have to tune their instruments to the first violin. And everyone tunes their instruments from actually it's the oboe who gives the note, the first violinist matches that note, and then everyone else tunes their note from that. But we know that if one or several people do not follow that order or that pattern or that note, we know that there's going to be a lot of discord and it can ruin the entire concert. So all depends upon that first note that is given by the oboist. And like I said, whether the orchestra is in tune or not depends on that one note. We know, for example, in regards to time, we know that all of our clocks are dependent upon one clock, and that is the atomic clock. And this standard, I believe, is hand from the one that is in Boulder, Colorado. But from that one clock, all these other clocks around the world get their time from it, so that depends upon that one clock. And so, as I mentioned, there is a standard, there is a pattern, and there is an ideal that has been given to us, not only by the Church, but also in our society with these different things. But when we think about the family, like I said, it is the Holy Family that has been given to us as the standard, as the pattern, and as the ideal to follow. And so for us to have truly Christian families in our homes, We know that we have to imitate the example that has been given to us by Jesus, Mary, and St. Joseph. Now, a very famous curie of ours, St. John Marie Vianney, said that the reason why, and he's speaking about his times 150 years ago, he said the reason our times are so irreligious is on account of unchristian families. So the reason why our times are so irreligious is on account of unchristian families. This was said by St. John Marie Vianney 150 years ago, and we know how very true it is in our day and age. So it is that we need to be reminded of this, and this is the reason the Church gives us this feast. And as we read in the epistle for today, the epistle gave us a guideline that was, so to say, the example that was given by the Holy Family, and that is the example of charity. And as we read, charity is the bond of perfection, and the Gospel says to put on, holy and beloved, a heart of mercy, of kindness, humility, meekness, patience, bear with one another, forgive one another. If anyone has a grievance against another, even as the Lord has forgiven you, so also do you forgive. But above all these things have charity, which is the bond of perfection. And he goes on to say that we should make sure that we are praying together, that we are united. If parents are teaching your children and admonishing your children, and praying and admonishing one another by psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, singing your hearts to God by His grace. So we see here, like I said, an outline and a pattern that was given to us by the Holy Family, but laid out to us by, like I said, St. Paul in today's epistle. And so that is what we remember, that charity obviously begins at home. The virtues begin at home. And we know that a life of prayer, a life of holiness, begins at home. And that is where parents have a very grave obligation, a grave responsibility before Almighty God, to raise your children in the love of God and the practice of the Catholic faith, to protect your children from the evils of this world. Because when we think about it, as I mentioned at the beginning, there are many attacks that are being made on the family. And so many things that we have to deal with that families back in the day did not have to deal with. When we think about modern day technology, there are many good things that have come about through means of technology, but yet on the flip side, there are many, many sinful and evil things that have come into society or have come into our modern day on account of technology. When you think about how many people or children are exposed to very bad things on the internet, when you think about what children are seeing or what types of programs are being shown on TV, the type of music, etc., the things on the internet, those are all things that parents have such a great responsibility to protect your children from these evils, to make sure that they are not being exposed to these things, because these things obviously lead to other things, and a life of sin can be begun because of being having free access to internet, TV, music, movies, etc. So that is where parents just wanting to encourage and to remind you to be very much on your guard, to make sure that the spirit of the world is far from your homes, that in your homes you're cultivating a life of prayer, a life of love of God, a life of charity, of respect for one another, of love for one another. And as I mentioned, that example is given to us by the Holy Family and laid out in the epistle for today. So on this feast of the Holy Family, let us look to Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, St. Joseph, as a model, or as our models to imitate. And let us remember the words of St. John Vianney, who said, the reason our times are so irreligious is on account of unchristian families. So don't underestimate the importance of your duties for those of you who are parents. For those of you who are children, remember that Jesus gives you an example of obedience, of respect. He came into this world to show us an example, to give us an example. And for you children, He once was your age as well. And He gives us a wonderful example, as we read in the Gospel, that he went, that he was subject to Mary and Saint Joseph, and that he advanced in wisdom and age and grace before God and men. And that is what God expects of you children, is that you advance in wisdom, age, and grace before him and before your parents, obviously, that you are respectful and that you are obedient to them. So on this feast, let us pray to the Holy Family and ask him to bless our homes and our families, and ask them to help us to truly be holy families like they were. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.